RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says differences do not hinder harmonious existence. Atambua Adventure Off-Road 2017 paves way for cross-border tourism. President Director of Radio Republik Indonesia RRI will open the national concert in Kendari. Now the news in detail. Differences in ethnic, religious, and cultural backgrounds are not barriers to unity and harmonious existence, according to Indonesian President Joko Widodo. The president recently stated, while attending the commemoration of the National Day of the Dharma Santi Nyepi Saka New Year in Jakarta, that differences do not pose a barrier for us to live in harmony and to ensure mutual respect, help, and building of social solidarity. The president said Indonesia is home to 714 tribes, and according to Central Statistical Agency BPS, there are 1,340 tribes, but it does not mean that all differences and distinctions need to necessarily be ignored out or eliminated. The president said, adding that Indonesia must be thankful that in managing its diversity, the country has the pillar of Pancasila and the philosophy of unity in diversity, that all differences and forms of diversity must be bound by the ropes of brotherhood, togetherness, and unity. He noted that the pillar or nationality is to create a united, harmonious, and peaceful Indonesia. On the occasion, the president also congratulated Hindus from all corners of the country in welcoming the new year of Saka 1939. The April 22-23 debut of the Atambua Adventure Off-Road 2017 event in Atambua, the Regency seat of Balu, is Nusa Tenggara, gathered 70 cars from 14 teams consisting of citizens from both Indonesia and Timor Leste. The event is a cross-border activity in which participants tour the border regions that separate Timor Leste and Indonesia. Balu Region Willy Brodus Lai said on Sunday, April 23, "Thank you to the Tourism Ministry for its support throughout the event. The local government is going to make this a regular event after seeing such an enthusiastic response from the people of Timor-Leste." Willy Brodus echoed the sentiments of a previous statement made by the ministry on tapping into cross-border tourism to help boost the local economy. He then urged all parties as well as Atambua's tourism sector to promote the area online. He added that the local government is going to make a hashtag called Atambua Kota Festival or Atambua Festival City and become up with tourism events throughout the year and promote them on social media. Again, this is possible because the ministry has declared Atambua a festival city and tourism destination. Bali has set a new continental record becoming the first Asian destination to be declared the world's best tourist destination by TripAdvisor, the world's largest travel site. The planning and booking travel website honored Bali as the winner of its 2017 Traveler's Choice Award for destinations across the world at a ceremony recently held in Seminyak, Bali. The resort island lists among 418 outstanding destinations across the globe. According to the list, the top 10 Traveler's Choice destinations in the world are Bali, Indonesia, London, the United Kingdom, Paris, France, Rome, Italy, New York City, the United States, Crete, Greece, Barcelona, Spain, Siem Reap, Cambodia, Prague, Czech Republic, and Phuket, Thailand. Besides Bali achievement, Lombok was also awarded as one of the top 10 destinations in Asia. Igede Pitana, Deputy Minister for International Tourism Marketing at Indonesian Tourism Ministry, said, "It is really an honor for Indonesia to be chosen as the best in the world this year." Pitana believes this award will strengthen Indonesia's position as a tourism destination. The award would also boost the government's effort to reach the target of 20 million foreign tourists by 2019. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. President Director of Public Broadcasting Institutions of Radio Republik Indonesia, LPPRRI, Muhammad Rohanuddin, is scheduled to open a national concert performance which took place in Kendari, Southeast Sulawesi on April 25, 2017. Chairman of the National Concert Committee, Edi Yudo Sinyoto, on Monday said that currently a number of Indonesian Idol artists, the winners of the national and ASEAN radio singing competition, as well as musicians, begin to arrive at Kendari to entertain the people there. Edi Yudo moreover added that the RRI National Concert will be held at the city square as it coincides with the opening of Kendari Expo in the 186th anniversary of Kendari. Edi Yudo asserted that the RRI National Concert event that took place annually in several cities aimed to sound nationalism and strengthen the national unity within the framework of pluralism. Therefore, RRI as a public institution will continue to work closely with the whole community. It is one of media's commitments of cultural conservation and the work of nation. The National Police's Counter-Terrorism Unit Densus 88 in Bali has detained three Indonesian nationals who were deported from Turkey for purported involvement with the Islamic State militant group. The three are 20-year-old AR with a passport issued by the Krawang Immigration Office in West Java and 48-year-old BSIR with his 17-year-old daughter ZZG from Tasikmalaya, West Java. They were detained at Igusti Ngurah Rai International Airport on Friday, April 21st at around 9:40 p.m. local time. Bali Police Spokesman Sergeant Commissioner Hengki Wijaya said in Denpasar, Bali on Sunday, April 23rd, that immigration officers handed them over to Densus 88 in Bali for further investigation. Hengki said that the three left Indonesia on March 28. BSIR claimed that he was taking his daughter and AR, who according to him were married in December, for a honeymoon in Turkey. Unable to present any documents confirming the marriage, the three were detained for 20 days, after which the authorities decided to deport them. The Jakarta administration is set to begin testing purification techniques of Jakarta's river and dam water. The plan is part of a long-term project by the administration to turn river and dam water into sources of clean water for Jakarta residents. Out of some 13 rivers and streams in Jakarta, none are qualified for consumption. The trials would be conducted at two artificial lakes, or C2, in Jagakarsa, South Jakarta. Jakarta Environmental Agency head, Isnawa Aji, said on Sunday, April 23, in Jakarta, that the government plan is to start two pilot projects. Currently, the agency is checking out potential sites, including Situ Babakan and Situ Manggabolong. In testing the techniques, the agency will cooperate with Indonesian Environment and Forestry Ministry. He said that the agency will purify the water using a special device that can eliminate bad elements such as E. coli bacteria and others. The last item, 5 triathlon athletes at the national training camps will conduct exercises at the Asian Triathlon Championship in Subic Bay ASTC Triathlon Asian Cup 2017 in Philippines on April 30, 2017. Three of the five athletes, namely Jauhari Johan, Andi Wibowo, and Rianti, included in the elite athletes category, while the two other national training athletes are from the junior class. Indonesian Triathlon Federation President Mark Sungkar told Radio Republik Indonesia on Monday that the event was the first trial participated by the national training camp this year ahead of the main target competition, SEA Games Malaysia, in September 2017. Mark Sungkar also said, not only measuring result of the training, the event also become a set for preparation toward Asian Games 2018. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says differences do not hinder harmonious existence. Atambua Adventure Off-Road 2017 paves way for cross-border tourism. President Director of Radio Republik Indonesia RRI will open the national concert in Kendari. That was the news.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcomed here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesia. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. Before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me.
Here is commentary entitled Indonesian Government Support in Solving Economic Gap. Indonesian President Joko Widodo officially opened the Indonesia Muslim Economic Congress, KEIU, held by the Indonesian Lama Council, MUI, through the Commission on Economic Empowerment in Jakarta on last Saturday. The Muslim Economic Congress is expected to discuss and deliver ways to address the economic disparities. The Indonesian Central Bureau of Statistics, BPS, reported that Indonesian economic growth reached 5.02% in 2016. The figure is higher than of 2015, which stood at 4.88%. Even among G20 countries or groups of 19 countries with the world's largest economy plus the European Union, Indonesia ranks the third after India and China. Even so, President Joko Widodo is not very satisfied with the achievement, because he feels that the economic growth in 2016 did not fully evade the level of public gap. The economic gap is an imbalance in income distribution between high-income and low-income groups. Poverty and economic disparities have become a major problem, especially in developing countries. The issues of economic inequality include economic inequality, equality of expenditure, and equality of opportunity. There are several numerical indexes to measure the economic gap. Among the existing gap measurement methods, the Gini coefficient is the most popular index. In Indonesia, the imbalance ratio or Gini ratio in 2016 was still at 0.397. It is decreasing when compared to Gini ratio in 2015, as in March 2015 that reached 0.408 or in September 0.402. The figure must still be lower, so the government will still focus on overcoming the imbalance in Indonesia through a just economic program, namely the distribution of assets, agrarian reform, and partnership program. In redistribution of assets and agrarian reform, the government will give land to small communities to be cultivated. This program has been started and it is expected to be utilized optimally by the community. Meanwhile, in the partnership program, the government will try to make large companies become partners of small companies. In fact, President Joko Widodo has requested that this cooperation is more profitable for small and medium micro enterprises. The issues and economic inequality will have an impact on social inequality. The government supports to overcome economic disparities through partnership programs and agrarian reform are expected to be realized and can benefit the people, especially the low-income people. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello, listener. Wherever you are, welcome back to Today in History. We begin with an event which occurred on April 24, 1955, when the Bandung Conference or Asia-African Conference ends. The Bandung Conference ends. 29 non-aligned nations of Asia and Africa finish a meeting that condemns colonialism, racialism, and the Cold War. The first large-scale Asian-African or Afro-Asian Conference, also known as the Bandung Conference or in Indonesian Conferensi Asia-Afrika, was a meeting of Asian and African states, most of which were newly independent nations, which took place on April 18-24, 1955 in Bandung, Indonesia. The 29 countries that participated at the Bandung Conference represented nearly one quarter of the Earth's land surface and a total population of 1.5 billion people. The conference was organized by Indonesia, Burma, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, or now Sri Lanka, and India, and was coordinated by Ruslan Abdugani, the Secretary General of the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The conference stated aims were to promote Afro-Asian economic and cultural cooperation and to oppose colonialism and neocolonialism by any nation. The conference was an important step towards non-aligned movement. The next event is that in 1990, the Discovery Shuttle took off with the Hubble Telescope. The Hubble Space Telescope HST is a space telescope that was launched into low Earth orbit in 1990 and remains in operation. Although not the best space telescope, Hubble is one of the largest and most versatile space aircrafts, and it is well known as both a vital research tool and a public relations boon of astronomy. The HST is named after the astronomer Edwin Hubble and the one of NASA's great observatories, along with Compton Gamma Ray Observatory, the Chandra X-ray Observatory, and the Spitzer Space Telescope. Space telescopes were proposed as early as 1923. Hubble was funded in the 1970s with a proposed launch in 1983, but the project was beset by technical delays, budget problems, and the Challenger disaster in 1986. When final launch in 1990, Hubble's main mirror was found to have been crowned incorrectly, compromising the telescope's capabilities. The optics were corrected to their intended quality by a servicing mission in 1993. The last event was in 2005 when Pope Benedict XVI was inaugurated. Pope Benedict XVI was Pope of the Catholic Church from 2005 to 2013. He was elected Pope on 19 April 2005, was inaugurated on 24 April 2005, and resigned on 28 February 2013. Benedict's election occurred in a papal conclave following the death of Pope John Paul II. The time of inauguration age of Pope Benedict was 78 years, and the oldest pope who was inaugurated within the last 275 years since the 12th Pope Clement, who was elected in 1730 at the age of 3 months older than Pope Benedict. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Focus. The theme of today's focus is BNPT establishes cooperation with Saudi Arabian police and colleague to tackle terrorism. Indonesian National Agency for Counter-Terrorism, or BNPT, and the Saudi Arabian police have agreed to establish counter-terrorism cooperation. Head of BNPT, Police Commissioner General Suhardi Alyus, who met with Saudi Police Chief Lieutenant General Osman bin Yasser Al-Mahriji in Jakarta last Thursday, April 20, 2017, said that countering terrorism is a very important part to realize stability and security in the country, because terrorism is a common challenge that must be faced together. Suhardi Alyus said BNPT deeply appreciates the methods used by Saudi Arabia in countering radicalism and terrorism. The method is an example of Indonesia in tackling radicalism and terrorism. Nevertheless, Suhardi Alyus views that the countermeasure of terrorism in Indonesia must be in line with the standards of law, human rights, as well as humanitarian values, including religious values. Suhardi Alyus also expressed appreciation to the government of Saudi Arabia for their support in counter-terrorism efforts. He added that the Saudi Arabian government gave a chance to members of Special Detachment 88 anti-terror police who became victims in the eradication of terrorism to carry out pilgrimage to Mecca this year. Meanwhile, Saudi Police Chief Lieutenant General Osman bin Yasser Al-Mahriji emphasized that during the visit of Saudi Arabia's King Salman bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud to Indonesia in early March, the government of Saudi Arabia and Indonesia signed a memorandum of understanding in the field of security. In dealing with the terrorism, BNPT also establishes with the University of Ma'arif Hashim Latif, UMAHA, Sidoarjo, East Java, for research on radicalism in education. The research will be focused on higher education. Currently, radicalism may occur anywhere, including in education field. Therefore, Suhardi hopes that the campus research on radicalism may bring about contribution to BNPT on radicalism, including how to overcome it. In the future, the cooperation with campus world related to the radicalism research will be expanded. He also affirmed that today's radicalism needs serious attentions that every element of society. What to do to anticipate the radicalism is through a good communication approach among the individuals in the community. For both seniors, high school children, and university students, it is necessary for the academicians and the family to pay a serious attention to. Suhardi Alius views that the role of teachers, schools, lecturers, and rectors is very significant in anticipating the rampancy of radicalism that might be committed by students from the outset in the environment outside the home. In addition, the role of the family is also very important where the students grow up in the family. That was Focus for today. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Differences in ethnic, religious, and cultural backgrounds are not barriers to unity and harmonious existence, according to Indonesian President Joko Widodo. The president recently stated while attending the commemoration of the National Day of the Dharma Santinya Pisaka New Year in Jakarta that differences do not pose a barrier for us to live in harmony and to ensure mutual respect, help, and building of social solidarity. The April 22-23 debut of the Atambua Adventure Off-Road 2017 event in Atambua, the Regency seat of Belu, East Nusa Tenggara, gathered 70 cars from 14 teams consisting of citizens from both Indonesia and Timor Leste. The event is a cross-border activity in which participants tour the border regions that separate Timor Leste and Indonesia. Bali has set a new continental record, becoming the first Asian destination to be declared the world's best tourism destination by TripAdvisor, the world's largest travel site. The planning and booking travel website honored Bali as the winner of its 2017 Traveler's Choice Award for destinations across the world at the ceremonies recently held in Seminyak, Bali. President Director of Public Broadcasting Institution of Radio Republik Indonesia LPP RRI, Muhammad Rohanuddin, is scheduled to open a national concert performance which took place in Kendari, Southeast Sulawesi on April 25, 2017. The National Police's Counter-Terrorism Unit Densus 88 in Bali has detained three Indonesian nationals who were deported from Turkey for purported involvement with the Islamic State militant group. The Jakarta administration is set to begin testing purification techniques of Jakarta's river and dam water. The plan is part of a long-term project by the administration to turn river and dam water into sources of clean water for Jakarta residents. Five triathlon athletes at the national training camps will conduct trials at the Asian Triathlon Championship in Subic Bay ASTC Triathlon Asian Cup 2017 in Philippines on April 30, 2017. Three of the five athletes, namely Johari Johan, Andi Wibowo, and Rianti, included in the elite athletes category, while the two other national training athletes are from the junior class. Listener, that was News in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries,
beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Be the love and land. They dance and see magnificent beauty of nature among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel love. Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Purwahamba Indah Beach in Central Java. Stay tuned. Listeners, beach is one of tourism objects which is often visited. The beauty of the beach becomes its own enchantment, and many activities can be held at the beach. Generally, beach has white sand overlay, but Indonesia has also beach with soft black sand overlay. One of them is Purwahamba Indah Beach, located in Tegal, Central Java. Listeners, beach with soft black sand is comfortable for lying down as well as enjoying white ocean at sight. Most of the beaches in Tegal have more friendly wave. The wave at Purwahamba Indah Beach is not quite violent compared with the wave which directly faces to Indian Ocean. Because of that, you do not have to worry to release your children to play around the beach. Listeners, Purwakamba Indah Beach has blue ocean with soft black sand. Its wave is also quite calm. You will be safe to swim at the beach. Besides swimming at the beach, you can also swim at the pool, which has international standard. This pool was built by management of Purwakamba Indah Beach. It is also completed with water park, slide and fountain water. Listeners, the strategic location of Purwakamba Indah Beach makes it be easily accessed. This beach, which is also called Purin Beach, is located on Jalan Raya Tegal Pemalang, kilometer 12. From Tegal Terminal, the beach can be reached by using motor vehicles around 20 until 30 minutes. In the weekdays, the entrance tickets of the beach is ₹3,000 for adult and ₹2,500 for kids. And for the holiday, it is ₹3,500 for adult and ₹3,000 for kids. This tourism object has been completed with parking space, cafe, meeting room, mosque, restroom and lodging. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Purwakamba Indah Beach in Central Java Province. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Dr. Mata Bagian 1, which in English means The Ophthalmologist Part 1. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly and you can repeat after me. Dr. Mata. Dr. Mata, in English, ophthalmologist. Mata. Mata, in English, eye. Kenapa? Kenapa, in English, why? Tidak nyaman. Tidak nyaman, in English, uncomfortable. Pusing. Pusing, in English, dizzy. Akhir-akhir ini. Akhir-akhir ini, in English, lately. Melihat. Melihat, in English, to see. Anda. Anda, in English, you. Tidak jelas. Tidak jelas, in English, not clear. Memeriksa. Memeriksa, in English, to check. Sekarang. Sekarang, in English, now. Tes. Tes, in English, test. Huruf. Huruf, in English, letter. Atas. Atas, in English, on. Bawah. Bawah, in English, under. Angka. Angka, in English, number. Memakai, memakai, in English, to use.
kacamata. Kacamata in English, glasses. Penglihatan. Penglihatan in English, sight. Parah. Parah in English, worst. Pikir-pikir. Pikir-pikir in English, to think. Now, we give you an example of conversation entitled Dokter Mata Bagian 1, or in English means the ophthalmologist part 1. The conversation is between A, ophthalmologist, and B, Henny at the ophthalmologist. A, ophthalmologist. Mata Anda kenapa? Mata Anda kenapa? In English, what is wrong with your eyes? B. Henny. Dokter, mata saya tidak nyaman. Dokter, mata saya tidak nyaman. In English, Doctor, I'm not comfortable with my eyes. Akhir-akhir ini, saya tidak bisa melihat dengan jelas. Akhir-akhir ini, saya tidak bisa melihat dengan jelas. In English, lately, I cannot see clearly. Saya juga sering merasa pusing. Saya juga sering merasa pusing. In English, I also often feel dizzy. A. Ophthalmologist. Baiklah, saya akan memeriksa mata Anda sebentar. Baiklah, saya akan memeriksa mata Anda sebentar. In English, alright, I will check your eyes. Apakah Anda melihat huruf-huruf ini dengan jelas? Apakah Anda melihat huruf-huruf ini dengan jelas? In English, can you see the letters clearly? B. Henny. Huruf yang atas jelas. Huruf yang atas jelas. In English, the upper letter is clear. Tetapi, huruf yang bawah tidak jelas, terlalu kecil. Tetapi, huruf yang bawah tidak jelas, terlalu kecil. In English, but the lower letter is not clear. It is too small. A. Ophthalmologist. Bagaimana dengan angka-angka ini? Bagaimana dengan angka-angka ini? In English, how about the numbers? B. Henny. Angka yang di bawah jelas. Angka yang di bawah jelas. In English, the lower number is clear. Angka yang di atas tidak terlalu jelas. Angka yang di atas tidak terlalu jelas. In English, but the upper number is a little bit hazy. A. Ophthalmologist. Oh, kalau begitu, Anda harus memakai kacamata. Oh, kalau begitu, Anda harus memakai kacamata. In English, oh, I suggest you to wear glasses. B. Henny. Bagaimana jika saya tidak memakai kacamata? Bagaimana jika saya tidak memakai kacamata? In English, why should I use glasses? A. Ophthalmologist. Jika Anda tidak mau memakai kacamata, penglihatan Anda akan makin parah. Jika Anda tidak mau memakai kacamata, penglihatan Anda akan semakin parah. In English, if you do not use glasses, your sight will be worse. Anda tidak bisa melihat dengan jelas. Anda tidak bisa melihat dengan jelas. In English, you cannot see clearly. Dan kepala Anda juga akan sering pusing. Dan kepala Anda juga akan sering pusing. In English, and you will often feel dizzy. B. Henny. Baiklah, saya akan pikir-pikir dulu. Baiklah, saya akan pikir-pikir dulu. In English, alright, let me think first. Thank you.
listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again tomorrow with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Hernita, in our regular segment of Music Corner, which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern one. In today's edition, we'll present to you some Indonesian Kroncong songs. To initiate today's regular music corner, let's listen to the first song entitled Tanah Airku by Asri Sarju. That was the song entitled Tanah Airku by Asri Sarju. As the title, the song tells about the beautiful of Indonesia's archipelago. The highly towering mountains, steep valleys, the rivers flowing through lush forest toward the blue sea. All that made Indonesia the enchanting and beautiful country. That is the wealthy homeland of Indonesia that has been described in the song Tanah Airku. The song becomes one of the Indonesian original Kroncong songs and has been dedicated not only by Asri Sarju, but also many other Kroncong singers. Listener, for the next song, I will dedicate to you a song entitled Kroncong Suci by Ida Rashid.
Thank you. Thank you.
The song entitled Suci is another original Keroncong song which was composed by Indonesian talented composer or songwriter Mus Mulyadi, who also a well-known Keroncong singer. Unlike the song Tanah Airku, which the nationalism theme song, the song Suci is the love theme song. The feeling of love was firstly grown since the first sight. The soft voice of Ida Rashid has made the song getting more enjoyable to listen. Well, listener, now we end today's segment of Music Corner with the last two songs entitled Keroncong Kemayoran by Asri Sarju and Senja by Ika Karsono. Enjoy the songs and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.